As protests against police brutality and racial injustice continue across the country, WUSF is amplifying the voices in our community responding to the calls for change. Today, we meet Ginger Grant, owner of Grant's Crabs and Seafood Restaurant in Largo. She's a Black woman who's lived in the Tampa Bay area for nearly 50 years. Grant's not participating in protests, but says she's happy to see people of all races join in. She shares how she can't understand why the deaths of Black women and men, like George Floyd, at the hands of police continue to happen.
My name is Ginger Grant at Grant's Crab and Seafood. I've lived here 49 years. As a Black business owner, as a Black woman, and the way we were raised, I'm a Christian. I stand for what's right, whether Black, white, purple, whatever, what's right. You know, treat people the way you want to be treated. And you don't murder, you don't shoot, you know, disrespect, anything like that. No. Mm-mm. I was watching Benjamin Crump the other day on the news, and he went through a long list of individuals that have been murdered. And it's just a shame that the list is that long. As a matter of fact, we shouldn't even have a list, you know. But I support the police officers, I do. But in every walks of life, there's good people and there's bad people, but it's way too many people names on that list, way too many. And it's too frequent. I just don't understand. I don't understand why. You know, still in 2020, why? So it scares me because I have a son, you know, that's 13 years old. I have a grandson that's 5. They all freaked out, you know, and they like, Mom, you know, or Grandma, what are we going to do? Because when they go to school, they play with everybody. But I sat my kids and my grandkids down to tell them to be aware, you know, and things like that. If they sometime they'll walk to Walmart or whatever. And my son, he's 6 feet tall and 13 years old. So he's the size of an adult. And I tell him, if you ever have any interaction with a cop, obey their command or whatever. If they say stop, you stop, you know, answer their questions, be respectful or things like that, because it's scary. It's scary. It really is. It's scary. So it's something that has to be addressed. You can't just, you know, look over it and turn the page. We have to do something about it. You know, it appears that we've moved the margin a little bit, that they're getting it a little bit. And now, will it be rectified? I don't know. You know, we may move the margin a little bit, but then they go back to business as usual. So hopefully, you know, things will change. I would like to see equality, just as I said earlier. Treat people the way you want to be treated. And that's the way I was raised. And if you're treated wrong, I was raised like this. If you're treated wrong, you demand justice. You demand justice. And then I'll stand on that until I take my last breath.
This audio postcard was produced by Stephanie Colombini.